USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Omicron, the new COVID variant, has now been identified in Europe after it was recently discovered in South Africa. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS the best protection against it hasn't changed.
When you have these moving parts, the best way you can get to where you want to go is to just say, we're going to vaccinate as many people as we can, we're going to get as many people boosted as we can, and we're going to get that level down.
Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown is criticizing other nations for failing to deliver enough COVID vaccines to undeveloped nations.
Whatever happens to this particular variant, we've got to realize that our failure to vaccinate the rest of the world is not only causing deaths in Africa and Asia, Latin America and other parts of the world, but is going to come back to haunt us.
A U.S. travel ban begins tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Thieves in California and Minnesota continued to target retailers with swarms of masked people making off with merchandise during the holiday weekend. Police arrested four individuals who were suspected of being involved in a flash mob theft worth at least $400 worth of goods at a Home Depot store in Lakewood, California. On Friday, around eight males entered the store and stole various sledgehammers, crowbars, and hammers. Cities throughout California and elsewhere have seen similar crimes marked by an organized group of people suddenly descending on the store, stealing items quickly, and then making a getaway. On Saturday, security guard Kevin Nishida died from a gunshot wound he sustained while protecting a TV crew in Oakland, California. The crew was reporting on a robbery that involved 12 thieves raiding a clothing store. On Black Friday, a group of 30 people swarmed through a Best Buy store in Minnesota, stealing electronics before police arrived. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The daughter of the first American in space will go there soon herself. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Alan Shepard was the first American astronaut to enter space in 1961.
Okay, retrofire completed.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Now his daughter, Laura Shepard Churchley, is scheduled to fly aboard the New Shepard, the spacecraft named in her father's honor. Churchley is among the two honorary guests, the other being Good Morning America and former NFL star Michael Strahan, to join the December 9th mission that's back by Blue Origin, the space company founded by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Churchley says despite it's only going to last about 10 minutes, the 3 minutes of weightlessness will, in her words, be a riot. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As the pandemic continues, some food pantries in West Virginia are finding it difficult to keep up with the growing demand for help. Brianna Martin is the director of a food pantry in Charleston.
There are some middle-of-the-road individuals that we've now seen that probably would have never used our services pre-pandemic that have now found themselves at our doors for the first time in their lives.
She says inflation is part of the problem. Nearly 20% of the population in West Virginia relies on federal food programs to make ends meet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.